A University of West Florida researcher is getting more scientific support for his work in identifying pediatric cancer clusters in Florida. WUWF's Sandra Averhart reports a newly published article in the online journal Statistics and Public Policy chronicles recent findings that show higher than expected childhood cancers in the Miami area.
Dr. Raed Amin is a distinguished university professor in the Department of Mathematics and Statistics at UWF. It was in 2009 that he and a team of graduate students began their research project using data from the Florida Association of Pediatric Tumor Programs, or FAPTP.
And it covered data from the years 2000 to 2007. We identified significant cancer clusters on brain tumors, on leukemia, on lymphomas, and in general, all pediatric cancer types combined.
The clusters were located in South Florida, primarily in Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. It was in the lush community known as the Acreage in Palm Beach County that state health officials confirmed a brain cancer cluster involving 13 children, and as a result, launched a series of environmental testing there. Dr. Amin recently updated his research by reviewing state cancer data over an 11-year period from 2000 to 2010.
I looked at, first of all, what's referred to as spatial clusters, meaning spatially on the map, just geographically, when you average the cancer counts across the 11 years. On top of that, we also looked in my team at what's called spatiotemporal or space-time interaction. We looked for a possible spiking in one particular year or more. We did not find that.
His report, released last year, identified two pediatric cancer clusters in the Miami metro area and an area nearby west of the Everglades around the southern portion of Lake Okeechobee. After a conference presentation at UWF, keynote speaker Dr. David Banks from Duke University, who also happened to be on the board of the American Statistical Association, approached Amin about validating his study by extending it to include other researchers.
Four research teams then, independently from me, analyzed the same data with their own methodologies. They included the theory, the computations, and these are real scholars in disease surveillance and cluster analysis. So that way we had, in the end, five research articles total, all appeared in the new ASA online journal called Statistics and Public Policy.
A sixth article reviewing all of the research was published on April 17th. It was written by Dr. Lance Waller, a biostatistics professor specializing in spatial epidemiology at Emory University in Atlanta.
Comparing the five articles, it seems that Dr. Lance Waller has concluded, based on his experience with all these five different methodologies being used, that common grounds really are in Miami, what I found, of course, also in Miami. And some of the authors broke things down by race, by gender. But overall, what people found shared really with the strongest evidence was in the Miami area.
Amin says having a recognized authority, such as Waller, weighing in, provides a greater level of validation and exposure for their research. Also, in the article, Dr. Waller recommended what he called responsibly responsive next steps by local and state health officials.
Using very cautious words, asking very nicely and politely and for the health departments to please take a look, to benefit from this input. So I think it's a beautiful way where you see scientists work together to help hopefully identify or refute why pediatric cancer rates appear to be higher than expected in certain areas in Florida.
For his part, Dr. Raed Amin says his ultimate hope is for creation of a national cancer database so that more beneficial research can be done.
I feel you get a better picture of your specific location regarding cancers if you can compare it to other areas in the USA. Because what may appear to be high in your neighborhood, maybe when you compare it to the whole country, is not so high. Or what you may see in your neighborhood as average may actually be quite serious.
Dr. Amin will get a chance to share that message and discuss his cancer research with colleagues at an upcoming meeting of the American Statistical Association. The ASA meeting, to be held in Seattle in August, will feature a special session specifically titled Pediatric Cancer Clusters in Florida. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.